One of the people New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has tapped to sit on the MTA board has financial ties to the transportation agency, raising objections from good government groups. WNYC's Kate Hines reports.
Charles Phillips is the CEO of Infor, which manufactures business software. They have several contracts with the state, and 2 months ago, they won another one, a $27 million job creating software to manage the MTA's entire asset base, $1 trillion worth of equipment and property. This raises conflict of interest questions for Dick Dady, the head of Citizens Union.
The fact that he has been nominated and has a contract that has been executed by the MTA board is a big red flag. The alarm bells are ringing.
Infor's contract with the MTA lasts for 10 years. That means for the next decade, the agency will need to make sure Infor does what it's paid to do. A senior Cuomo administration official says Phillips is required to recuse himself from any matter involving the MTA and Infor. But John Caney, with Reinvent Albany, says that's not enough.
No.
According to Caney, recusing oneself doesn't necessarily remove any influence board members have over staff and agency decisions.
That's why having a person who's doing business with that entity as a board member creates a problem.
On top of that, 2 years ago, Phillips and Infor contributed $60,000 to Governor Cuomo's campaign. An Infor spokesman said Phillips, who's served on President Obama's Economic Recovery Board, as well as the boards of several nonprofits, has the necessary experience, and more people like him should be volunteering for public service. The Senate has yet to schedule confirmation hearings for any of the MTA board nominees. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.